They say that to make the TH sound, you must put the tip of your tongue against the tip of your two front teeth. The TH sound does not come automatically to me like it does to you. I was not programmed nor manufactured to be fluent in English, and my grammar leaves a bit to be desired. I wrote this poem in my poetry class. It was a time, I guess, I was just kind of experimenting with my writing and experimenting with writing kind of about more personal topics. My family is from Nigeria, and they would speak Yoruba, which is a language spoken in Nigeria at home. And I was in ESL for kindergarten and first grade. So growing up with that kind of literature and just being surrounded by having this strong support system really helped me in my endeavor to try and learn how to control language. I spent the first 2 years of primary education in ESL. As it turns out, teeth are necessary tools when picking up a new language. Losing one is hard enough, but losing two within a week is dire. My sister's math teacher once came to me in the hall and asked me to pronounce think. I grew furious as it came out as think. "You're just like your sister," he said. I write a lot about culture, family, I would say, race. It's always the things that hit closest to home that make you, well, at least for me, that kind of make you feel uneasy to write about sometimes, maybe, because it's really personal. It's definitely experience, and I don't know, writing and I, we have our good days and our bad days, we kind of go hand in hand. When my mother and I look back at dusty school pictures, she smiles with a deep chuckle and commends me on the fact that my two front teeth came in straight. Yet she doesn't know of a strawberry hue my cheeks turned when I was unable to deliver the correct sounds. She doesn't know of a desire to be able to speak the words that dominate the world around me. My mom says our dialect does not know of a TH sound. We do not know of a slick way of the tongue that winds and slithers like the river back home.